Iraq has a new oil minister today. Members of a U.S.-led advisory board of oil experts named Tamir Ghadban to oversee Iraq's oil sector. He will work under the guidance of the advisory board. NPR's Guy Raz has that story from Baghdad.
Tamir Ghadban is a veteran of the ministry who, up until a few weeks ago, was in charge of the planning and research department. Today, he pledged to get the industry here moving quickly.
The Ministry of Oil has a long heritage of efficiency, responsibility. It has talented people, and we will do our best. We will not spare time and effort to serve our people. There are lots of problems, lots of challenges, and we are up to it.
Those challenges are big indeed. Iraq's oil reserve is the world's second largest after Saudi Arabia's. But the last time this country had a ministry functioning to potential was in the 1970s. After war broke out between Iraq and Iran in the 1980s, Iraq's oil sector stagnated. Development slowed further in the 1990s during the 12 years of UN sanctions. For now, the country's main oil fields in the south are pumping out a meager 100,000 barrels a day. Not even enough for daily domestic needs. It's for these reasons, say U.S. and British administrators working with the Iraqis, that there needs to be an outside advisory board to help reestablish the industry. Philip Carroll, the former CEO of Shell Oil, is expected in Iraq by week's end to head that board. Today, Tim Cross, a senior official in the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Aid, defended the role of the advisory board.
The Iraqi oil is for the Iraqi people. And we want to have a fully transparent oil ministry where we can see the wealth of the oil being delivered to the Iraqi people. And when you look around this country to see what needs to be done, that wealth is desperately needed.
At the inaugural meeting of the new ministry administration, the new minister, Ghadban, named about 20 Iraqis with experience in the industry to work under his direction. Many of them emerged from the closed-door meeting today saying they had a better sense of how the ministry will be organized. But who controls the oil?
At present, we control the Iraq oil.
Jabar El-Layabi has been appointed to head Iraq's southern oil sector. The southern fields make up for about 60% of Iraq's oil reserves. El-Layabi says the Iraqis running the ministry were told that the U.S.-led advisory board of international experts won't meddle in the business affairs of the ministry.
No, the advisory will advise on export, marketing, and other issues, as well as giving good picture of the oil activities in Iraq. This is how I understand it.
Of course, the question of control is up to the United Nations, at least until June 3rd, when the UN Oil for Food program expires. Under that program, the UN has been in charge of the revenue from Iraqi oil exports. There is some apprehension among the oil ministry employees here. Will their industry be privatized? Will revenues be distributed to the public? The newly appointed Iraqi executives at the ministry say it's still too early to answer those questions. First, they have to get back to work.